Stanley thought about the long, miserable bus ride and felt a little sorry for the guard and the bus driver. The man in the cowboy hat spit sunflower seed shells into a waste paper basket. Then he walked around the desk to Stanley. "My name is Mr. Sir," he said. "Whenever you speak to me, you must call me by my name. Is that clear?" Stanley hesitated. "Yes, Mr. Sir," he said, though he couldn't imagine that was really the man's name. "You're not in the Girl Scouts anymore," Mr. Sir said. Stanley had to remove his clothes in front of Mr. Sir, who made sure he wasn't hiding anything. He was then given two sets of clothes and a towel. Each set consisted of a long-sleeve orange jumpsuit, an orange T-shirt, and yellow socks. Stanley wasn't sure if the socks had been yellow originally. He was also given white sneakers, an orange cap, and a canteen made of heavy plastic, which unfortunately was empty. The cap had a piece of cloth sewn on the back of it for neck protection. Stanley got dressed. The clothes smelled like soap. Mr. Sir told him he should wear one set to work in and one set for relaxation. Laundry was done every 3 days. On that day, his work clothes would be washed. Then the other set would become his work clothes, and he would get clean clothes to wear while resting. "You are to dig one hole each day, including Saturdays and Sundays. Each hole must be 5 feet deep and 5 feet across in every direction. Your shovel is your measuring stick. Breakfast is served at 4:30. Stanley must have looked surprised, because Mr. Sir went